her surprise. "Can I ask who you are?"
"My name is Olsen. I hope I am not too late. I have driven straight down from Montreal."
"No, you're not too late. Visiting hours don't start till 6. She felt a little churlish. The man had travelled a couple of hours to get here. She asked more gently,
"Are you family?"
He smiled.
"As close to family as he has. His parents died long ago, back in Sweden. He was their only child. If there are cousins, he never spoke of them."
"So you're a friend?" The man nodded.
"His oldest. We went to nursery school together in Sweden."
"Then you know that Mr. Peterson is very ill?"
"Yes. I didn't know how ill until I tried to contact him and couldn't. I spoke to his department head at the university, and he told me he was here. That's why I came down."
"All right. Would you please put your details in the book, then come with me?" Emerging from behind the desk, Sally led the visitor along the corridor to the end of the hall. Tapping lightly on the door of room 112, she went in. It was a corner room, with a view of the birch and maple trees that bordered the hospital grounds. Peterson was lying motionless in bed, but he stirred as Sally came in and his eyes opened slightly. When he saw Olsen, they opened wider. Sally couldn't tell if he recognised him or if he was just surprised to see a visitor.
"Someone here to see you,"
she announced cheerfully. Peterson watched as Olsen pulled up a chair and sat down beside the bed.
"Hello, Lush," he said,
and laid a hand on the bed. After a moment, Peterson's right hand moved down the bed and touched Olsen's. Sarah hovered for a moment until Olsen looked up at her. She could tell he wanted her to leave, and there really wasn't any reason for her to stay.
"I'll leave you in peace," she said. "I'll be at the desk. Don't be too long, please," she added, then looked down at Peterson. "Ring the bell if you need me."
She left the room and closed the door behind her, but she stayed just outside, making a show of consulting the small notebook she carried with her, while straining to hear the conversation going on inside the room. Through the door, she could hear Olsen's voice, speaking in a low murmur. She couldn't make out anything of what he was saying or even what language he was speaking. She guessed it would be Swedish. The pattern of his voice suggested he was asking questions. Lots of questions. From the pauses, she thought Peterson was replying, but his voice was barely audible. After a minute, she went back to the nurse's station. Emily was there, scanning the patient's chart book. She looked up as Sarah approached.
"Lucky you. It's meant to stay like this all evening."
She nodded through the windows at the bright afternoon.
"You'll never believe it," said Sarah. 112's got a visitor. He's with him now."
Emily, who had also been briefed on the special interest in Peterson, said,
"You'd better let them know."
"Just going to," replied Sarah, and she went into the little office behind the desk and closed the door.
She looked at her notebook again, this time for real, and dialed a local number. When someone answered, she said,
"Special Agent Boyd, please."
She waited until she was put through, then said,
"It's Sarah Burns from the Kovacs Hospice. You asked me to phone you if our patient had any visitors? Well, he's got one now, sitting next to his bed and asking lots of questions."
Chapter 2. As he sat in his car in the visitor's car park, appearing to read the Burlington Free Press, Special Agent Boyd was watching the cars arriving. Visiting time was about to begin, and groups of people with